The U.S. Geological Survey began updating topographic maps in the United States in the 1940s, but not in Alaska. When Alaska's mapmakers match modern satellite imagery with old, imperfect elevation data, strange things happen.
It's kind of like trying to put a banana peel over a cauliflower and make it fit seamlessly. It just doesn't work.
That's Nick Mastro de Casa, a project manager at the Department of Transportation, speaking in a legislative hearing. In 2012, Alaska partnered with the U.S. Geological Survey to produce something called a digital elevation model. That's the banana to fit today's peel. The goal is to create over 11,000 topographic maps covering the entire state.
Alaska is the most poorly mapped state in the nation. Some claim that we've spent more time and energy and money mapping some planets than we have the state of Alaska.
Mapping Alaska is expensive due to the sheer size of the state and temperamental weather. In the rest of the country, topographic maps were updated using a technology called LIDAR. In Alaska, new maps are being produced using a slightly cheaper alternative.
The digital elevation model is actually created by flying a sensor around in an airplane. And it's a technology called IFSAR. And so that's just a lot of data that comes in that tells you what the shape of the Earth is.
Fogel said that the USGS then takes that data in combination with new satellite photos and uses it to create the topographic maps you see sold at national parks and outdoor recreation stores. The digital elevation model is 77% complete. So far, USGS has created 3,731 up-to-date topographic maps. Kevin Gallagher, the associate director at USGS, has set the bar high for 2017.
We have already produced 3,731, and this year we are ramping up our production. We're going to try to produce 3,038 in 2017 alone and reach a status of 60% of the state covered with these new topographic maps.
One particularly difficult part of the state to map is the Aleutian Islands. This 1,200-mile stretch of volcanic islands is too expensive to map, even with IFSAR.
We're looking at the IFSAR costing probably twice as much in that area. So we're actually considering some alternative technologies.
Completing the digital elevation model for the remaining 23% of Alaska will cost about $14 million, according to Gallagher. There's no date for completing the entire project, but the state is hoping for continued federal support. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.